We saw the leader of the EFF and some of the representation from that political party going to the Mall of Africa and going into one of the restaurants. They were exercising their oversight right, as they said, to see what percentage of those employed in that restaurant were African nationals and what percentage were South African. The EFF desiring a 60-40% split, 60% South African, needing to be of this country, and 40% African national. I thought let's invite the president of the South African Commercial Catering and Allied Workers Union, a union obviously playing this space. Louise Tipi joins me on the line now. Louise, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
How, I suppose, let's try and understand the lay of the land firstly. From data that you have access to, what would you say is the percentage of those employed in the sector are South African, and what percentage are African nationals?
I really wouldn't say exactly the percentages, but what we know of now is that in the hospitality industry in particular, that's where you would find a higher percentage of the other African employees instead of your own South African. That's where the higher percentage is. But in the entire retail, we would have at least in the retail, you'll have a managed numbers of your South African employees. But where we really are getting more affected, it's in the hospitality industry.
All right. And what moves are you as a union putting in place to address this? Because in an interview that I played back that John Pullman had with the CEO of Ocean Basket, Grace Harding, Grace claimed that the legislation is silent on effectively what should be a percentage of foreign nationals who are employed. I then received a call from Tembeka in Q in Johannesburg, who said that Grace was being rather disingenuous because there is somewhat of an overarching guideline around scarce skills and people without scarce skills, right? Where I think she said up to a maximum of 5% of people who are not obviously employed because of their scarce skills can be foreign nationals. And here, let's be clear, if you are going to cook a plate of food, if you're going to serve it, if you're going to clean after a patron, it doesn't require specialist skills like, I don't know, a specialist engineer who went to school at NASA, for example. So surely that should be a guideline, right? Where only 5% would be the allowed maximum as far as your staff who are going to be foreign nationals.
Yes, what we, for now, are going to be guided off is from the Department of Labor, as we used to call it, where we would want to be guided as to the employment ratio. Remember the argument yesterday was of the restaurants in the main are hiring more of your foreign nationals than your local people. So what we're saying is that if we can be allowed to have that proportionate number, and that should be done by this department, because we cannot be seen going through companies and asking them their figures. The duty has to be done by this department, of course, with ourselves there, given that we have employees or members in those in the sector. But it's a bit difficult. And what we have realized again as to why would we find more foreigners employed than your local people It's because the employers wants to run away from some of the laws that are in place. For an example, if you have more of your foreign nationals, when there is any action to be taken, an industrial action to be taken, they would never be part of, because they are told that should you join that action, you're gone. Because some of them are not even registered for that matter. So for an employee who is not registered and who's just begging for being employed would definitely do what the employer says. So those are the strategies that these employers are utilizing to have them in more numbers than your national employees.
So if there are incidents then in the sector where employers are employing the services of African nationals who do not have the necessary paperwork, we go back mm-hmm. then to the Department of Employment and Labour, where they are failing in the legal, quite frankly, and moral obligation to make sure that Africa Melane, who owns a restaurant in Cape Town, is adhering to the labour relations and the regulations and the laws of this country by making sure that everybody that is employed is in fact legally employed, be they South African or not. Because you're not the first person to say that many of those in the sector are employing African nationals in order to get away with the putting in place, legislative requirements. If there are so many of them, surely those restaurants should be closed, because those employers, those business owners are breaking the laws of this country.
That's exactly the point. And maybe we might blame your EFFs and others, but that is where we are being pushed to. If we are failed by our own department, then we would definitely go the route of taking the law into our hands. And that's not what we really wanted as a union.
How do you suggest we move forward, Louise? You noted that we're waiting on the Department of Employment and Labour to give guidelines, certainly for the sector. What happens next? Are you able to go to, I don't know, NetLAC, for example, and agitate not only government, but also talking to business as Labour to say, let's come to an agreement on what is an acceptable practice in this space?
Mm-hmm. Now, given that, and the fortunate part is that we are part of the NetLAC, and we would definitely take it through that route. Otherwise, we may find ourselves overpowered by these employers. So NetLAC would be our only hope.
For sure. Louise, thank you very much for your time. Louise Tipe is the president of the South African Commercial Catering and Allied Workers Union. Of course, some of the union members are certainly in the sector in question, which is the restaurant and hospitality. Any violence in seeking to identify areas of non-compliance with the law is counterproductive, writes the Department of Employment and Labour in their statement, which they released yesterday. Counterproductive to the principle of labour market stability and labour peace, which are highly coveted in attracting foreign investment that is so badly needed to fight unemployment, inequalities and poverty that bedevil our labour market. The minister therefore intercedes with anyone or organisation that intends to identify areas of non-compliance with our labour laws to act cautiously and to show character by desisting from violence and intimidation. The government is also dealing with regulations, it says, that deal with the employment of foreign workers in South Africa. It is imperative to wait for the process to be completed rather than parties acting outside the law, which will be tantamount to breaking the law.